What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, your Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. It's your main man, Larry Yen, here once again. First L of the season, man. We're going to get into it. We got some, we feel some kind of way. the crew feels some type of way.
And so yeah.
Get into it, man. We're going to break it down. I got my main man here, Turnpike Measy. Please say the Turnpike.
Say the Turnpike, man. What's up, world, man? Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, man.
Currently serving,
man, protecting the country, man. Y'all, great work out there, man. Happy Veterans Day to all. We got Rob currently in the military. Special Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to Rob. Go ahead and talk to the people, man.
I appreciate it. And happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans and people that's currently serving. Even my parents, both of them served at one point. So, you know, it's a special day to me, so.
Make sure y'all go get that free food.
I might just go ahead and drop this right away, man. Do a late afternoon drop, man. Just get it out there so the people can get a chance to hear our feelings on things. We had a few days to you know, cook on it and think on it a little bit. I feel exactly the same, man. So we fell. I did, man.
I listened
to some other podcasts. I like to do that sometimes just to get a little temperature check, see if anybody feel like I feel, or, you know, kind of where other people head at on the same situation. And the first one I heard, I ain't gonna lie, them boys had me, I was upset with them, man, because, you know, they went to blaming the offense on this loss. And I was like, nah, I just can't do it, man.
Can't do it.
So we dropped, obviously, to Georgia Tech, first loss of the year. Georgia Tech tends to be one of them teams that just, man, they always give us trouble. They always troublesome. They done beat us two in a row. We just find a way to lose to these bum-ass teams. This was a very beat-up Georgia Tech team, too.
Bro, they were dropping like flies during the game, too, bro.
And they were short-handed before the game, right?
I know.
We lost 28-23. So that's where a lot of people say, oh, the offense, you know, we got to carry this team. That's true. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not the sign of a good football team. Football is a three-pronged attack: offense, defense, special teams. And if you want to be real and be considered like a good team, and this is why, like, I kept my mouth shut, but this is why, Miami fans, why people, they slighting us, they ain't giving us our proper due. This is why. Because if you watching the games, you see the issues. It's the same way it was in 2017 where the defense carried the whole damn team, but the offense couldn't, you know, pull shit off. This year, it's the flip-flop version of that, where the offense is doing all the damn work, all the heavy lifting, and the defense is just atrocious. So, you know, kind of here we are, man. Before I get to rant, man, early thoughts just, I guess, on the actual game and where you see we kind of just fell short.
Man, early reaction. I feel the same, man, from Saturday. I rewatched the game, read some things, listened to things. I feel exactly the same, man. And y'all might be asking for this, but I think this might be like top five in my lifetime. I'm 34. This top five worst Miami defenses I've ever seen in my life. I'll go in D'Onofrio years, bro. Those were some terrible defenses. But, like, this year, if you look at what these teams are doing, like, Duke and them scoring 30-something points, bro, that's insane. Like,
and they were awful.
Bro, they're awful. Everybody's hitting their career. Everybody's hitting career highs on us. That's a big sign, bro. Everybody's hitting career highs. And now, the last 3 weeks, you could just see the offensive coordinators just toying with us, bro. Like, it's insane and frustrating to watch. Like, and Georgia Tech, I'm like, bro, there's nothing we could do about it. And that's crazy to me.
Right.
That 3rd and 18 and that late in the fourth quarter, bro, I could have threw my TV out my window. Because I was so mad, too, because a part of me was like, we're not going to get off the field on his third and 18. They're going to find a way. Well, no, not they're going to find a way. We're going to find a way. We're going to find a way, bro. And, bro,
it's right there.
Bro, they be
3rd and 18 is not supposed to be converted, man.
Bro, they be butt-naked open, bro.
4th and 14 all over again. These are the conversions that ain't supposed to happen.
I think they had two third and 15 and 3rd and 18. I swear to you, bro, I think they ran the same play. And we did the same shit. Right, why not? They can't stop it.
Why not?
Yeah, man. It's just the offense.
You know, hold on, we're gonna
yeah,
run
yeah,
through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
had everybody did have a part in this, don't get me wrong.
Everybody did.
I eventually got to call out the one person that's been on the group project that ain't did shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we getting A's, but hey bro, you ain't even turned in a picture. From right. the slideshow, you know what I'm saying?
And that's skating the whole school year. Yep.
Yeah, been hiding the whole fucking year. D-Rod, you any early thoughts just kind of on the overall picture of that game?
Oh, man. Outcoached. Just got outcoached. Like I said, it's a lot of blame to go around. I would say it might not be a top five defense that I've ever witnessed, but it's definitely up there as far as one of the worst. But the thing is, I was looking up the stats. We still like in the top 25 on defense in every category, and then with points. But my thing is, it's not the defense is bad. It's the explosive. This is top three and most explosive plays given up that I've seen.
Right. Why isn't it a top five worst defense you've seen?
Because like I said, I'm 42. So I've seen quite a few worse. I know one of the Coker years, it wasn't really good. One of the Shannon years really wasn't that good. And then you can really take all 4 years of the D'Onofrio, all four of those years, it really wasn't that good. To be honest, I mean, I want to say one of the many years really wasn't that good either. This defense, as far as explosive plays, I think this defense has probably given up the most explosive plays I've seen since like, I want to say the golden years, as far as in the season, but I don't think it's top five the worst.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Plays on basic shit too. It's not like they're scheming some shit up. Like that first long run they had Georgia Tech. I'm like, bro, the angles nothing and special. Stuff we're taking, bro. They were the special. Angles were
it's
taking.
7-0.
Bro,
they're taking the worst angles I've ever seen.
Bro, it's crazy.
And then just sticking a hand out. I'm like, bro, did you really think you done crashed down? The running back runs right next to you, and then you just do a little. I reach my hand out, man. If you don't get out of here with that bullshit, Blaze.
Yeah,
not Blaze. He got me doing flashback number 7. So, man, what's his name? Harris. Jayden Harris.
Yeah,
I've seen enough. And that's the thing. Yeah, everybody's talking about. And let me go back. And I have to go back and look. But most of the Al Golden D'Onofrio teams, the defense weren't bad to me. They were just not taking advantage of what we were typically doing well in Miami. So most of those defenses the whole time was bend, don't break. And if you go back and look at most of those scores and stuff, people didn't kick our ass. They would win, but they didn't really take too many assholes in none of those games. Except maybe the Clemson game, where he finally got fired. But most of his tenure was just we played too soft. We were not attacking defense at all, and it was just letting the offense kind of dictate to you. How they was gonna run things, and you never really forcing them to get uncomfortable, which is trash defense to me. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to watch that kind of defense. But most of the times, you know, they would be hanging around and just enough, and then we would just lose by just enough because you know the offenses during that time weren't great either. I mean, we had, you know, Gray Crow and shit on the team. Like, this was some historically bad offense. Like, a bunch of who's. Yeah. We had some decent running backs around that time, but quarterback-wise, my lord. I mean, we went through it. A bunch of who's, man. We brought in Tate Martell with Manny. We had all of missed tackles.
Gray Crow.
Who we had? We had, what was it? Oh, man.
Williams, who people said was better, but they wouldn't let him play. And we was playing Kaya, but they wouldn't let Kaya play, really. They was holding Kaya handcuffed with these little bullshit plays.
Oh, it was very weird. Talking about the golden era, I was about to say, damn.
Yeah, we went back to that because we was talking about the defense. Exxon popped in with his he run a few minutes behind. But, so, you know, watching this defense, I see a lot of personnel issues, especially in the secondary, where, you know, Exxon said it a bunch of times. I kind of echo those sentiments. That's when I got to start looking at Guidry like, man, you got to get out your own way with being so stubborn about the defense you want to call. You got to start looking at what you got out there and be like, hey, we're going to have to run a little bit more zone stuff, man, because I'm putting these guys in position to make a play, but they keep missing it. So what can I do? But alter exactly what we're trying to do. And the safety play has been just so – I don't remember two Miami safeties playing this bad at the same time. Let me remind you.
It was an AJ Highsmith and the other kid. I can't remember who the other kid is at the top off the top of my head, but I know AJ Highsmith.
The minute you said that, I was like, wait a minute, he talking about AJ Highsmith.
Yeah, man, that shit was terrible. That was terrible.
That was bad. I get it. I can't remember who his partner was back there either. That was bad.
I'm gonna look it up.
Was it JoJo Nicholas? Was it him or?
I
don't know if it was JoJo. Was it JoJo? I think JoJo was in that rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the starter, though, at first. I think he started after, but I know AJ had – oh, Casey Rogers.
Casey Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Casey Rogers.
That's a throwback. Texas,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Casey Rogers. Guys, Casey Rogers, AJ Highsmith. Oh my gosh. Boy.
Man, I'm hating the state of Texas. Don't y'all ever bring us none of that shit from over there.
That's bad because AJ Highsmith was a quarterback. Remember? Yeah.
He came in as a quarterback. He had no business on that team, brother.
Oh my gosh, bro. That shit was.
Damian Barry? He had to switch back to running back, right?
Damian Barry had to switch back to running back. Yeah.
That team, man, we just had some identity issues, man. Nobody was playing the position they
needed. Yeah, right. You didn't have people in position, right?
Guidry, I think this defense we have, man, we lack the IQ level of understanding what the defense is, understanding what the offense is doing. Our Kane fan, now y'all. Yeah, we do miss Cam and James. I told y'all you're going to miss Cam and James. You can blame Cam for a few mistakes he made, blame James for not running a 4-4, but those guys played damn good for us. You know what I'm saying? They made sure the defense was lined up in the right way. We just ain't have the right players at certain times. You got a D-line who could play. You got pretty much the linebacker who could run and play. But you have a secondary who just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
If nobody back there is identifying what's going on, I'm talking about nobody. It's not one. That's a major issue. And I'm like, people saying play zone. Well, how the fuck we going to play zone? And they can't identify what the fuck going on the field. Like, it's mind-boggling because seeing what they do in practice and then seeing what they do in the game, I'm like, well, god damn, hold on. Like,
why such a big disconnect?
Yeah, it looked like, man, they...
Allowing
them to do this in practice, because in the game, it's like, well, they getting their ass handed to them. What the hell? But I said it, you know, Guidry, I'm still a Gilgi fan. He got he gets time. He got to get some more players. That goes to show you that our secondary recruiting hasn't been good outside of getting Cam and James.
OJ.
Well, okay,
OJ is
freshman issue, but I'm saying outside of getting Cam and James, we haven't recruited a guy from freshman to senior. You can say, okay, they did good from us for a while. Like everybody else has been in the portal, stuff like that. So yeah, we just got to do a better job at recruiting secondary guys, getting the guys who can play, who can identify on plays, and have a high football IQ. Like,
which is a focus of this staff. I give them that. They really are doing a good job identifying like character guys, intelligent guys to put on that field. What you about to say, Rob?
No, I was about to say, me personally, man, we need to run single high safety, man. I would trust like you gotta pull Jaden and let him sit the bench and let him think about what he wanna do on special teams when we score. Let him do that. Let Patterson play. Patterson is a sound tackler. Let him play closer to the line. And I would say let Meech play the free. I mean, granted, he did not have that good of a game against Georgia Tech or whatever the case may be. But as far as playing the deep ball, I trust him more than I trust really anything else that we have out there because of his experience. You know what I'm saying? So
he's not ready to go, like even on that third and 18.
But you know what? But we got at some point, we got all that we not ready shit. We gotta roll with it, man. Like, just put him in there. Like, what how much worse can he be than Jaden Harris? You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just not do that shit. If Mario's so if his thing is, oh, you gonna play, well, fucking play him. Don't just sit him. Don't just, oh, well, he's not ready. No, I don't want to hear that he's not ready bullshit, because now you're telling me you're playing all these players that, to me, I don't think shouldn't be playing anyway.
When he came in and was making, like, the same mistakes, I was like, and I stepped off a little bit. I don't know if y'all mentioned this, but there's, like, a communication problem, like, throughout the whole secondary.
Yeah,
like,
before
every play, everybody, they be pointing to the ball snap. I'm like, and it's not pointing like trying to throw the offense off. They point because they legit fucking confused.
Right. Who you got?
Who you got?
Like,
right.
It's too much of that. And it's more acceptable out of the freshman. And he needs a guy back there. So I get that. But who's the guy, right? So, like, if you keep Meech deep, he can help with that. He can help with the communication. And it puts us in – we just in a bad position – talent-wise in that secondary. Thank God it should be, you know, people go, oh, how you go recruit? I go, shit, he been recruiting good. Go in there and say, look at this shit I got back here. And we playing OJ Frederick, who, by the way, made that tackle on that long run with Meech Pyle and Jaden Harris, was crashed in and just looking stupid as the running back ran right by him. And he was the one that had the, you know what I'm saying, the Jets, the run broke down. And almost, he also had wherewithal to try to get that strip, you know, in his tackling form. He was trying to kind of get and see if he could rake the ball all in one motion.
Where's Marquise at?
I don't know.
Bro, he's not Marquise touching don't get he's a not lot touching of the
so,
field.
What's up with that, X? What's up with Marquise, man? What's your opinion? Like, he don't really play.
He don't play at all.
I know he's still light. He plays a little bit. He do.
So, listen, I ain't gonna get into too much detail with it, but Marquise, it's a coach issue with him. At this point, I think the coach got to get off his ass and stop being the dick and play the best players who can make plays. Like,
hey, did it have anything to do with the cow game?
I'm not sure it had something to do with the cow game, but I saw
something on the sideline.
Yeah, it's a little issue where coaches got to get out of his ass, man.
It's bumping heads on dumb shit because it's cold.
Yeah, like, and it's dumb shit where it shouldn't cost him playing time. It shouldn't cost him not being on the field when he's obviously better than the other guy.
We don't have time for that. This was a great season that's now it's out the window now. Like, and I say that. Yeah, sure. We still got goals in front of us, but we no longer control our fate completely.
We got to go and win these games. Yeah, we just got to win the last two.
I mean, the great, it's still a great season because again, we're 10 games in. I don't think nobody in the world thought we'll be 9-1. Everybody say, well, listen, it's two games you're probably gonna lose before you,
yeah,
you know, so you get to that point. We're 10 games in, we're 9-1. Quarterback still, the offense still lead the nation in total offense points and whatever. Defense hasn't lived up to what we thought. And I'm telling people, like, I don't know what y'all thought. I told y'all the secondary was some shit. But I figured the D-line was going to be much better than it is. And
everything looks like some shit right now, though, on the defense.
Yeah, you're starting to see depth issues, and I don't mean because we don't have the players. I mean depth issues as far as identifying certain plays, the IQ level. Like I say, Georgia Tech was running 5 plays the whole game. Nobody on the defense identified, listen, DN, if you set the edge, they're gonna cut it up right to me, and I'm gonna make the tackle. Nobody was identifying in the secondary, like, okay, the touchdown pass that he caught. When Daryl Porter, he's looking at the safety like, hey, I'm releasing him to the inside. Like, just cover me. Like, what the fuck?
It's simple. But that's defense. I mean, not defense. That's coaching, too, though, when it gets to a certain point where we know they're running 5 plays. Like,
But Meezy, as much as you want to say coaching, the coaching is calling the right plays. You got to fucking execute the right
plays. You got to execute, yo.
But we're – I'm not trying to argue we weren't calling the right plays, but, like, the way we're sitting there – chasing them around pre-snap, I'm like, there's no way that's the right play, bro. Because they just getting us off balance every play.
So listen, okay, when that run, the first drive, when he broke the long run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reuben Bain's job is he slanted in. So he cuts, he's making that running back cut to the side. The linebacker job was supposed to go attack the outside. To make him cut and the safety right there to make the tackle. What the hell are dumbass safety doing?
Reaching his hand out like he giving him a high five, run through the tunnel.
I don't even know if he reached his hand out. I think the guy looked at him and just ran right by him. Like, oh shit, man, this nigga ain't finna touch me.
Well, and that's the thing too, because we talk about, all right, let's look at it in levels, because Meezy said the whole defense, right? And I think there's something to that. I think the D-line, it's been a little underwhelming. You know, I had us for 50 sacks. A big part of that not happening was Bane being out for a long time. That did affect it. Because in his time back, he's looked really good. Of course, he's getting held like crazy.
Bane in 4 games got 18 tackles. He got, I think, 8 tackles for a loss. He has 2.5 sacks. He has the most pressures on our football team. He played 4 games already.
Right, so
I don't know what people talk about. Like, he's getting
he's done awesome.
Yeah, I'm not saying, that's a couple bright spots. I'm not saying that when I say the defense as a whole, I'm just talking about the unit as a whole, not like
right. Yeah, so what I'm saying, what I'm getting to, the defensive line actually, all in all, I don't think has been too poor. You got real good play out of Barrow. He's been I'm glad we was able to get him back in the fold. He's been one of our best defensive linemen. Bane being back is obviously.
Goddamn, Jaden Harris. Why the hell you knock our best fucking D lineman out the game? Motherfucker, put your head up. You ain't got to come out there. You got to knock our best player out the game.
And, you know, across the front, I think Tyler Barron fell off as far as
his ability
to close. And he only did it right against, honestly, some of the poor competition outside the Florida game. You know,
but we knew but when he can't, we knew when he got here, though, he wasn't really a run stopper.
Well, I'm talking about he ain't getting sacks either, though.
Yeah, he's not doing shit. Yeah.
And then Austin, you know, the
he's
injuries.
Out. He's been hurt, yeah.
Yeah, and some, but even before that, some of his issues was techniques with, like, getting the pressure and being right there and then just, like, going
and
high
breaking
and missing.
Down.
Yeah, he's not breaking down properly. But all in all, I think the D-line's played fairly well. Like, I get a D-line, like, probably a B up to this point in the year. I think they played fairly well all in all. But the problem to me starts right there when you go to the next level. And it's because, one, need to go back to 51. It just ain't clicking the same. His coverage has fallen off from the previous year.
Bro, he looks terrible this year, bro.
Yeah,
he's a liability. He's a liability right now.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, which is why I'm like, bro, why are we not playing the gear anymore? Now
he's
this,
hurt. But he's hurt.
Bobo been hurt for the last three games. He's been hurt for the last three games.
And the thing in this last game, we played a lot of 4-3 fronts because we knew they was running. And we still didn't get the stops that we needed. Alderman was out there a lot as well in this game.
Alderman had a decent game. He had a real good game.
Bobby
Washington was out there too.
But again, he tends to be that issue in coverage, liability and coverage beyond this particular game. In this particular game, I don't necessarily think he played poor, but in all, I just have been very disappointed with you know his play this year.
Poor. He was a reason why they scored on that 20-minute drive they had in the second quarter. I know he slipped. We had a lot of players slipping, but he makes that tackle.
Oh, you talking about when they kind of threw the little screen? Yeah.
He makes that tackle. It's fourth and goal on a five.
No, I think he made – yeah. If he makes that tackle, was it fourth down or was it third down on that screen?
Either way, like, they got to make a decision.
I thought it was like third. I thought they were fourth down. He makes that tackle. That's a turnover on down.
It was something like that. I think that was – it might have been fourth down. But you know what play I'm talking about, though. Like, we off the field then.
Yeah.
Just
overrun him.
But again, and even on the jet sweeps, like – they're doing the jet sweep. Like, the DN job is to either, like, if you're not doing any stunts or nothing like that, you are to hold the edge, like, stop them from running past the edge of the hash. Barron was just not doing that. Barron, at this point, Barron is kind of playing if you want to say Cam Ward is playing hero ball, Barron is playing hero ball. Because now he's trying to just make the... let me get drafted sacks or plays.
Yeah, it's just like, the sacks, right. Not being a well-rounded player. I can agree with that.
Yeah, he's not a run stopper. He's not holding the edge. That's not him.
But he can if he play. I think he can if he plays within what he should be trying to do.
Yeah, I don't want to buy into he's not a run stopper because we didn't think Jalen Phillips was a run stopper. He turned out to be one of the good ones.
I'm saying he didn't do it at Tennessee, though. That was on his scouting report.
Well, yeah, and I mean, but in that fairness too, though, Tennessee had him inside mostly, so trying to stop the run from that position would be a little bit different. I think it's an attitude thing, period, because you start just wanting to get the sacks, and no team is just looking for guys that purely get sacked, because we've seen sack leader guys go into the abyss when it came down to the NFL draft, because these guys see, he's getting all these sacks, but that's because of this. You know, he's getting the free range, blah, blah, blah. So it's never going to just be, oh, you got X amount of sacks in the year.
No, I agree with you.
Again, what are you doing beyond that? And then we ain't going to beat up on the secondary no more. It's just shit.
And my problem, too, with Barron is he's trying to get sacks. How many times did Georgia Tech throw the ball? Like 10 times?
They wasn't trying.
You're not going to get no.
They threw under 100.
Yeah, you're not getting no sacks today, bro. Like it is.
Yeah,
so
let's play the game that can
win
this game.
Right, you're not getting no sacks today.
Because people, one of the arguments I heard was that, the offense losses this game because they didn't put up 50 points this time. I'm like, when the hell do the offense get a break? And let's keep it a thigh. This is where the out-coaching portion came into to D-Rod's point. Instead of playing like Duke, who was getting these quick strike, explosives against us, Brent Key said, nah. Keep the ball away. Take the possessions away. And that's when the defense is challenged to make a stop. Get them off the damn field. Because everybody knows to stop a high-powered offense, you keep them off the damn field.
Mm-hmm. Keep them off the field. So, how you stop a defense that got a good pass rush? Let's run a bunch of misdirection shit and sweep zones and all type of shit at him. Now the D-line like, he just ran past me. I thought the ball was over there.
Exactly. Lack of discipline, even though and that's the problem that I have ultimately with this game and why I'm putting it in the lap of the defense is you allowed them to just keep the Brock forever and they couldn't even throw the football. Less than 100 yards, or right at 100, one or two. It was whatever it was.
And they best running back was hurt. The quarterbacks were all limping throughout the whole fucking game.
Hank King did not throw a pass, did he?
man.
I don't think
he
so.
He threw like a 2 yard pass. They'll get 5 yards. He wasn't throwing no passes like to make us lose the game.
Right.
Yeah, he threw the screens. He ran the like two or three screens. That's it.
So he was like, so I'm gonna say this. I ain't know Cambridge, so I can say this, right? Tyler Barron at this point is only playing for his draft status. He's not playing for the team.
That's what happens when you bring in transfers too, though. Yeah,
that's who you get. Right.
That's what happens. Yeah.
I mean, again, at the beginning of the season, it was all good because once he started getting those sacks and getting impressive, guess what? He's getting phone calls. His people's getting phone calls and say, "Hey, boy, you know your draft stock is rising. This and this and that." Now the goal is, man, fuck the team. Let me get these goddamn sacks. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to get drafted. And yeah, I'm that's it. Real. I'm just keeping it a buck. That's just what's happening.
I feel like, you know, even if you didn't tell me based on any type of inside information you may have, I can see obvious, that. It makes sense. Yeah, it's just bad football at this
point. But what do the coaches do about that, Dan?
No. So listen. You know, I guess, I don't know if it's out all right, but it was some confusion or, you know, some grift going on in the locker room after the game. This is what you get. You know what I'm saying? When you got a goal, then everybody not trying to go to that goal. Everybody say, well, shit, boy. They just say, well, I could get first, second round, but, man, fuck y'all winning the games. I'm going to just keep playing until I get drafted. So,
yeah, what it is. But it's going to hurt you more than it's going to help you, especially if you're not getting sacks.
Some accountability is being held in that locker room where they ain't going for that shit. Like,
yeah, teammates getting upset. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, you either going to play with this one team, one goal, or get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? That's the grief. And that's why I love this team, because they saying, nah, we not doing that shit. It's one team. You know what I'm saying? We not doing this individual shit.
Hey, as good as
Cam Ward been, Cam Ward is still focused on the team. He's not worrying about, he's worried about getting drafted and all that, but he's worried about the team. He's trying to
get not in his character.
Yeah, so I don't know if y'all seen. I don't know if y'all seen, but I guess his dad said in that locker room, he said, man, that locker room was a mess after the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess, well, kind of what you're saying, like, you know, they probably had like a come to Jesus meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, even just a talk, like, hey, man, like,
who's
you know,
for what?
Yeah, who said, yeah, basically something like that. But if y'all look at the press cards, Mario said it. He said, oh, we're going to look at the film. And he said, yeah, it's going to be some shit. Like, he already know, like, it, bro, it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers going to get called out in that film session because of how they played. Let's just be real. But my thing is, like, I keep saying, man, it's like Guidry, man, like you say, stubborn. I don't even think we ran this much, man, last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like we was running 3-3-5 last year because we didn't have no defensive line depth and all that other type of stuff. You know, he skimped around that. Like, we don't have the talent or depth at the positions that we don't have the talent at safety. Let's just be real. Right. And then we don't have the depth at cornerback, and you just lost another cornerback. So like, why are we doing some of the shit that we're doing? You know, like, I just don't get it. I mean, hopefully we get Austin back.
Guidry said when he got to Miami, what'd you say? Guidry said when he got to Miami, I don't know if people remember though. I'd be reminding them. Safety was the most important position in his defense, and he's a safeties coach, so we don't got no safeties, and I guess that's how the defense is going
right
to
now,
fucking look.
But see, then that's on him, though.
He was blessed with Cam and James. Now he don't have a safety who he can rely on to run his defense. And, I, you know, yesterday on the Caneville, I spoke about this job may be too big for Guidry because he's never coached at this talent level before. So he's used to having bad talent, but play good.
Then getting by with it, yeah.
Yeah, he's not used to having good talent and then playing in this scheme. And I you know, granted, Jaden Harris and Powell, they are Division I players. As much as we would say they're not, they're D1 players. He's just not getting out of those two, man. And I can't even say that's coaching. I think, shit, in week 10, fuck.
But when you say it's not coaching, this is my thing, and I keep saying this. the way we were chasing them players down before the snap, just running around, like they sprinting across the field. Half the time, they're not even getting the ball. They're just getting us on the line. Why not just go into like a zone, bro? And I'm thinking, Gidry can't run zone.
We don't got the players smart enough to run zone. Why are we going?
But we ain't got to play. We ain't got the players to run. We running now. It's not working. So why not?
I'm smart. You got to be this.
Bro, the run zone. You feel me, bro? That's what I'm thinking.
The players ain't even smart enough to run man to man. You think they're gonna be smart to run zone?
Yeah, but wait.
Well, see, man,
they're not throwing the ball. So like, obviously, that shit Saturday, bro, was mind boggling. Like the chasing them down, like, bro, they're just getting us on
us. And that's why you play man in that type of game, because they not throwing the ball. So guess what? If they only got two receivers, both outside corners, man up. Don't let them get shit. I need my safeties helping with the run.
Why it wasn't working, though. It wasn't working.
In my opinion, is when you say, to me, it's harder to run, man, than it is zone. Zone, just you got an assignment to this area, right? And keep your eyes, you know, in that area.
They just ain't got that IQ to say, let me run to this area because that's where the coach told me to be. They ain't got that. They not doing it.
Yeah, but that chasing them niggas around. But chasing them players around before the play.
You say niggas on this show.
Yeah. chasing them niggas around before the play, bro. That shit looked stupid, bro, all game. That shit was dumb.
Third and 18, right?
I mentioned that X before you got on, bro.
Everybody is literally in man-to-man coverage. Everybody. But we got two safeties over the top. Meech Power sees the guy run in his face and ignores it and runs and sits in the zone. Everybody's playing man-to-man, but he runs and sits in the zone. That's why I'm telling you.
So what play was
Maui
he playing?
Maui Gawa and Patterson did it too, though, on that last one.
They not covering nobody. Meech Power is covering somebody. We had two safeties on the field, and Meech Power was the fifth DB covering that slot guy. All he had to do was just cover him one on one.
So guess it's what? All bad. It's all bad on that side, then, bro. That's basically what I'm hearing.
That's it. I mean, yeah, we had some misses because, like, at this point, you'd like to see, you know, Ryan Max, a true freshman. So I get that.
Ryan Max, he's hurt. I don't think.
And then you got I hadn't heard that. And you got Stafford, right? Who I was hearing was hurt at some point, but is he still injured, or did we just kind of misevaluate that?
Yeah, Stafford is good to go. That's another coach got to get out his ass and put him in the game. Like,
because I'm almost at a misevaluation point right now because he don't step on the field.
I think it's Coach Chavis Jackson, he's the new DB quarterback coach. He's another one who's coaching above his level. He's not getting – there's no way Robert Stafford and Marquise Williams should be on the bench.
But Mario's the head coach. Yeah, that's crazy. So you can't overrule that shit?
I think Mario's –
he's passed the keys.
Yeah, he has, but the shit's not working on defense. It's terrible. So
but you gotta have trust though. You can't
trust in what? So, I'm not trying to like.
Hold on, one time.
So yesterday, right? I brought this up on the other show. I was like, well, listen, are we happy that Mario's allowing his coaches to do their job and he just oversee the team and recruit?
That's what we asked for. That's what we asked for.
Yeah,
we asked for this.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Mario's allowing his coaches to do the job. So by you saying he should overturn it, and he goes back to what he was last year.
Right. And let me say this.
We 9-1. I'm happy. Fuck it. Mario, let them up.
All in all, you never apologize for the results, right? And you win. I'm never going to apologize for the results. I'm just telling you, my football eyes know that a lot of this shit is fugazi because of that defense, and it's been that way for the majority of the season. And so it's what fixes can be made. People talking about fixes. Season is at the end now. Ain't a lot of fixes except personnel changes. So, like, if you telling me Stafford should be playing, Marquise Williams should be playing, well, we getting banged up enough that I would be fairly outraged if these guys didn't see some burn this week with the amount of injuries we piled up in the secondary on top of that. That's, you know, that's something that – because the fix – it's got to be personnel at this point. It's not going to be scheme. They're not going to scheme totally different. You know, the defense, this is a thing too. So far, he's always been able to make just enough adjustments to get it done. But again, this is how we got out coach, because the one thing you can't, you cannot account for is if these guys just can't execute and bring a guy down, right? So I can draw it up perfectly, put you right in that position. And if you missing a tackle or you run to the wrong gap, there's nothing else I can do except sit your ass down
and put somebody else out there. Yeah,
and that's where my frustrations lie. I don't want to be loyal to players who just ain't doing the right thing. So if you out there and you just playing for your draft status, I at this point I got to start looking at you like, well, you're a liability to me anyways, because all you worried about is trying to get 9 sacks when the sack's not even there to be had.
But that's only one player on the defense, though, that's worried about that, because anybody else.
No. Yeah, that's fine, but hey, one man, especially in football.
Don't just say it's just one player. Just say that's the one obvious player. That's
right. Obvious. But
who else on this defense that's draft eligible getting drafted?
I don't know. Let me say this.
The whole line outside of Reuben Bain are upperclassmen that's entering the draft. So all of them got the linebacker.
It ain't Barrow.
You got both linebackers, Wesley.
They both eligible. I doubt he'll
get drafted. You got the whole secondary outside of OJ Frederick is draft eligible.
And I feel like Wesley's snaps went down the last couple weeks.
Wesley's been doing a pretty decent job. It's just
You know, he got another level to his game to
yeah. But I've noticed Saturday they pulled him off the field a lot. Okay.
Wesley is banged up a lot, so that's why he be coming off the field a lot, because he really banged up.
That's his size too. He's not the biggest linebacker.
He's giving he's giving 200% out there. Like sometimes, man, I be like, well, why you still out there? Wesley don't want to quit. He wants to play, so he's out there giving it his all. Sometimes when he get off the field, that's when they be like, yeah, man, let's just take a break. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get you right. But he don't want to get off the field, so.
What I was going to say, kind of in response to what you were saying real quick, Measy, is like, if it's just that one. But the one thing I love about this game of football is the ultimate team sport. It don't take but one to mess up any play.
Yep.
All I need is one guy doing the wrong thing, and now this whole shit done went out the damn
way. Everybody out of alignment.
Your dumb ass ain't did what you was supposed to do. It take one individual, and that's what you can't have, right? I tell that story. I probably not told it on here before about – Rolando McClain, when he was saying he was at Bama, and you know, he's an incredible player, you know, just always was awesome. In practice, he made a play. Nick pulled him out of the game, cussed him out. Why? He was freestyling. Yeah, but it worked. Can't have that, son. I don't care if it worked. Next time, not going to work. So do what the hell I tell you to do, because sure, it worked this time, but I can't have you.
Yeah, because somebody behind you is just reading off of what you doing.
Exactly. We drew this up a certain way, and that's where the communication comes in. Like I said, we need everybody to understand it, and that's the biggest problem. Everybody ain't understanding. You know, so that particular, you know, against Georgia Tech, bottom line is we got out-coached, and that is a reflection to me of the talent that was out there. Now, let's look at the offensive side. We've beaten the defense up. Some people want to put this on the offense. Because they didn't score, you know, 40 points. But again, like I said, they didn't have the ball as many times we normally had it, and Georgia Tech played a great possession game. And if other teams done that, they, you know, hell, Duke could probably be there to help ball on. I thought, you know, if you look at Cam's numbers, Cam had a good day statistically. Did he miss a few? Sure. But how much? And you know how much of that comes into, you know, like X said earlier about Cam playing a little hero ball. Well, quit making him have to be the fucking hero. He shouldn't have had to in this game. You know, some people, he hold the ball too long sometimes. Yeah, he do. But then when he hit the X on the bomb play, when he hit X7 on the bomb play, everybody cheering. So I'm not going to bitch about it. That's not where I'm going to go with that. On a Heisman candidate, Heisman front runner, I'm not going there. Like, I'm not about to be like, oh, yeah, Cam made 4 bad plays that game. Brother, listen, team game. I need every facet of this team to play their role. So, you know, Cam, yeah, did he make a few mistakes out there? Sure. But I'm not, I can't put this game on his shoulders as a loss. The running game, you know, we started off okay, but because they was holding the ball so damn long, kind of put us in position where we had to help to try to get some more quick scoring. So we got a little bit away from the run.
I feel like Cam made a lot of mistakes Saturday. And I don't want to put the game.
Let's call it a bad game for Cam.
I don't want to put the game on Cam, but when we say hero ball, don't make him have to play hero ball. I think part of Cam's DNA is that's what he's going to play. There's been times where he didn't have to play hero ball. We see him, he has to check down. And I'm not blaming Cam. Cam is Cam, but
there's something he can improve in this game.
At the same time, Cam is Cam too. And I was talking to my pop Saturday. And he was like, it comes to a point where the OC has to be like, Cam, the check downs there, the checks down there. I feel like they tell him that, but Cam's going to do what Cam does. It's been too many times the check downs there. Like, Cam is not as athletic as people think, neither. He's not going – there's so many times he could run for the first down. He just don't want to do it.
Well, look.
You see, Measy, hold on.
He's not trying to really get hurt, but
say he's not trying to get hurt, though –
I mean, listen, Cam get hurt. Guess what? Now everybody going crazy. Now the whole fan base finna cry.
But you can't play like that, though.
But it's not. Guess what? Cam wants to win. He wants this. But then Cam also got to know. He knows that, man. Listen, okay. After the season, I have to get drafted. Like, I can't come back to college.
Well, he's a top five pick.
That's the same shit with Baron. Then almost like you're playing.
That's what I was saying. At some point, like Le'Veon said, why should we have to work? Like, why should we have to always rely on Cam to play hero ball? But to that fact is, that Cam had to play hero ball ever since he stepped foot in college football. You know what I'm saying?
That's just him. That's just his DNA,
so, right?
Yeah, that's him. So I don't get that. Well, he's been on teams that was horrible his whole college career. He gets to Miami. Oh, well, yeah, they got a whole lot more talent. But it still ain't where I think it should be. So sometimes I have to do what I got to do. That's how Cam's playing the game. Like Larry, I said, do we bitch and complain about it when he make the play? Like, he's making more plays than he's not. So I'm
right, happy. Right, yo, right.
You got to live with it. It's just something you got to live with.
Something you got to live with.
I'm not going. And then that's my point on is, you know, that I need this defense to just help. Just help sometimes. And we knew it coming. That's why nobody's in absolute shock about the result of this game.
Larry, you said it. You was like, we knew that it was going to happen. We just didn't know when.
When? It's coming. It's coming. Because eventually you got to play some defense, man. And that's the thing. He knew, look, shootout, we not going to beat him in no shootout. Because for one, my quarterback can't even throw the football. And then the second one, freshman, he ain't ready yet. So I'm just going to play keep away. And so, yeah, that's what happened. But if Cam played poorly by any measure, I'm so okay with that. I'm so okay with that it doesn't even begin to, you know, I don't entertain that energy because everybody got to do their job. We don't have Cam, y'all.
Cam didn't lose that game. Mario, you there, coach. Mario, take the fucking points. You got two field goals. You got the best field goal kick in college football.
I do think that was a mistake on his behalf.
Take the two field goals. You take the two field goals, guess what? We win the game. Why the fuck we went for it on two? Why we went for two when you could just get the 1 point? It's certain.
But some of them fourth down, but you can look back on it now and say we should have kicked the field goal, but we've been doing that all year. It's been working. Like fourth and one, bro, everybody on here, all four of us thought on them fourth and ones, fourth and twos, oh, we're going to get this. We all thought that.
Yeah, we did.
I was saying, but I'm going to disagree
there. It's a different game.
I'm going to disagree there.
This game tight, man. Get them points.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. That's why I'm going to disagree.
Yeah.
You got to feel it out sometimes as a head coach.
We might not get the ball no more. Why am I going to take this chance, man? Take them points. Let's get the points. You get them two.
I say this.
But I'm thinking, he's thinking like, I'm thinking – Mario's thinking, we might not get the ball for another 8 minutes. We got to score a goddamn touchdown. Because if we don't score a touchdown, who knows when the next time we're going to get the fucking ball because of the defense? Because we Mario knows he can't trust the defense. He showed that Saturday, I can't trust the defense.
When you when you win these type of games, man, you got to get points.
Just take them, right? We lost by five.
When they went on that long ass drive for about 100 minutes, at that point, he should have known we got to take every point we could get because this is going to be that type of game. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the type of game where Cam might not be able to save us at the end.
No, I agree. And that's we're probably trying to challenge the team, but now is not the time to do this. In week 10, you don't challenge a team. You just got to do what you got to fucking do, bro.
And that's where it reminds me, like, everybody know I'm a Niners fan, right? And you'll hear Niners fans criticize Mike Shanahan. People go, how? You know, Shanahan did it. Well, if you watch the team week in and week out, oh, yeah, sorry about your loss, too easy. I forgot we played y'all boys this week. But if you watch us, you know, week in and week out, you'll see a lot of 49. His critical decision making at times can drive me crazy.
Because he just trusts his play calling in the offense that much.
Too much sometimes, right? Yeah. But it's like, bruh, come on.
Can't nobody stop
man.
This shit. Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, they can because we don't score every possession, right?
Yeah.
I will give Mario a great grade this year for his head coaching. I think he's done really well with time management, with game management. But in this game, yeah, I do think, like X said, kind of got to feel like something's weird in the air today, man. Something weird. Let's just get these points. And then let's see if we can regroup once we get these three. Let's get these three. All right, cool. This ain't an explosive offense. They just keeping the ball from us. So all we got to do is score on our possessions. Don't always have to be seven. Something's weird in the air. And that's what happens to me a lot of times when I watch Niners with Shanahan. I'd be like, bro, this ain't the time for that.
It's not the time.
And that's what I be needing my head coach sometimes, these critical moments. Yeah, because it's cool that, oh, yeah, not everybody tell me, oh, the Niners, you know, y'all a playoff team every year. Blah, blah. Eh, number one, nothing guaranteed. And then two, I don't give a shit about just constantly being a player. I want the Super Bowl. We done lost two Super Bowls. I don't want to just be, oh, we pretty good. That's never the goal. Don't nobody want their favorite team to be pretty good. You want them to be the best. You want them to be champions. And so, you know, sure, you can do all of this stuff during the regular season. It's the same way you criticize, like, the Cowboys, right, up until this year. Cowboys run the year, great season. Well, but wait to the playoffs.
Get to the playoffs, it's done with.
Yeah, who cares about all of that? Oh, we was good. Don't matter. You got to be great. And yeah, and I need my head coach to fill our situation. So this is the first time this year that I felt like Mario, yeah, kind of failed in that regards of just feeling what's going on and saying something's weird in the air, bro. Let's just take these points. Because it don't matter. If we won that game 28-23, sure, we're going to have our criticism, but we also tend to know.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. But at the same time, yeah, I feel what you're saying. Because I'm going to say the same thing.
You adjust. No, I get it. I know what you're saying, too. Because like, we've been doing it all year. It's
damn
been
over, bro. Like, we go up 8 points, damn near the game's fucking over.
Right.
Damn near. You know, that's what he was thinking.
We know they can't pass the ball. You know, then the game becomes, now it becomes in our favor where our pass rush could attack. And they can't
make them have to throw the ball.
You never made them have to throw.
Never,
and, that, and that's why I say, you know, the coach in this game, and even some this season until like the defense have made the adjustments, it's almost been like, okay, well, we allow the offense or the opposing team to dictate what we're going to run defensively. Saturday, we just allowed Georgia Tech to say, man, listen, we're going to make y'all run this defense and y'all going to get beat every play. Instead of us saying, Georgia Tech saying shit, man. They stopping this shit. We gotta switch up and see what works.
Who called that fourth and one play, bro, in that fourth quarter when we threw to Fletcher? Who called that shit?
It was Dawson.
Bro, run the fucking ball.
Yeah, that was just that was simple because that normally, and that's why I said, you know, like last year, Mario wouldn't allow Dawson to throw that ball. That would have been a run for sure. Like, you'd have been like, nigga, we run it. I don't give a fuck what you say. We run it.
Yeah, if you stop us, you stop us, but we running this damn ball.
Yeah, but, you know, again, like I said, man, yeah, it's a lot of negative to be to be negative about. You know what I'm saying? We're 9-1. We had a game where we just didn't do what we were supposed to do. They beat us. We still in our destination. We still have opportunity to achieve one of the goals, which is win the ACC. We can still pull that off. We got Wake Forest. We got Syracuse after that. Can the defense be better than the last two games? Absolutely. We get Damari Brown back. Wake Forest game. I haven't paid much attention to Wake Forest, but Wake Forest is probably going to do the same shit that Georgia Tech did.
See, my thing is, X, when you say the defense can play better, I don't know if they can play better, but it doesn't matter, like, how the offense looks on the other team because they just, like, out-scheming us at this point. Like, we play some horrible offenses, and we can't stop the shit. And, like, these last two games, like, I don't want to say it makes me weary, but, like, we're going to have to score 50 again. These last two games, we know as a team we can't score less than 35 points and think we're going to win the game. And that's just where I'm at right now. I don't know if I'm wrong thinking that, but that's just where we at. We can't score less than 35 points.
You're absolutely right. We got to score.
It's week 11.
Cam, he knows that. Dawson knows that. Mario knows. Got to take the points when you can, regardless of if you don't think we're going to get the ball back. Take them points. Points on the board helps the team and motivates them. Points off the board got the team like, shit, boy, yeah, we losing this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, got to take those points. We got a week off. We got a bye week, man. The staff is about to start sliding with some recruits. The team, they having meetings with themselves to get back focused. The goal is still there, like I said.
Just win.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Look at that.
So far, is Gidgey back next year? I don't want to, like, jump the gun, but I know there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, he's back next year.
Yeah, he's back. Let me go back for a minute. I've been holding on this shit, waiting.
He just got his
D-Rob. You've been quiet.
D-Rob, been quiet.
Now, so I'm going to go back to the Cam shit, right? We can't say we can't put it on Cam and then say Cam going to be Cam. He going to do his thing. A lot of that shit that happened Saturday, that shit is on him. He missed Arroyo for a wide open touchdown again, and we had to settle for three. He missed George going across the middle. He missed a couple times even coming out of the – even with the last play. You had Arroyo right there for a good 15 to 20-yard game. He did not take it, right? I can tell – yes, Dawson is calling plays, but Ward is also changing a lot of shit when he gets to the fucking line. As much as they say, oh, he should tell him to take your checkdowns or whatever, he's just ignoring not to take them. I'm pretty sure that they're telling him to take that type of stuff. He's just not doing it because he's looking for the fucking big play. Right?
Agreed.
So I do blame I blame him. I blame him for that shit because of the fact that he's the one that's changing plays and doing other type of shit, right? Boom. Mm-hmm. Another thing. Mario, the thing is, and I've been seeing this shit on the timeline. It's been killing me, right? Like, fans want to have it both ways. They was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? We should have took the field goals. But then when we did the shit against Florida State to the field goals, they was mad we didn't fucking go for it. So it's like, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, niggas don't know. Niggas be mad at the wrong shit. And it's like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, coaches, he hasn't had many coaching blunders this year, if any at all. This probably was his worst coach game as far as of what he can handle or what he can do, you know?
But right now, the fans would have rather take the field goals than goddamn lose a game Saturday.
Got it. And that's understandable. And I want people to stop with this we're a second-half team bullshit. We need to stop being a second-half team. We need to be a first-half team. We need to start putting this shit up, having motherfuckers 24-0, 27-0, 27-3 in the first half and then cruising the rest of the way or continue to keep blowing that shit out. Eventually, like what just happened, that shit gonna bite you in the ass. So now I don't want to hear no more of that second team shit. Like, we have to, it's a few things that we have to change, man, and establish the fucking run. You had Martinez, who was getting 6 yards a carry. Like, every time he touched the ball, he was getting 4 yards until he got fucking touched. And we keep abandoning this shit, man.
Shaking his head because he knows they can't stop the shit, bro.
They can't fucking stop it. Like, stop with the Heisman campaign shit and all that. Cam's going to be there. Fucking get these running backs, these 15 to 20 carries, and punish these fucking defenses. You did it against Florida State. You did it against Florida State. You could have did it against Georgia Tech. They're not good against the run. The defense ain't that good.
Again, but the problem became the defense wouldn't get them off the damn field.
But
the pressure gets turned up. So, I mean, even when we did blind eye to the offense. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I said I hear what you're saying, but even if we got a stop and we were driving, right? It's like pass. Nah, run the ball, man. Like fucking run the ball. Like you got down close to their territory. You got in on the goal line or whatever the case may be, you did 3 straight passes instead of fucking trying to run the ball. Then you get the penalty and all that shit bring you back. And then we saw what the fuck happened after that. Like, come on, man. Like,
this is the thing, D-Rod. I'm going to say this, so I can make sure I bring my point home and don't get people. This was a team failure.
Of course.
Not saying that the offense is without blame. I'm saying it's a team game, and they should get one bad game that we could still win. Bottom line, one bad game. They should be able to have one bad game, and we still pull off a W.
And that's, I'm glad that we took,
because the defense ain't had one good game yet. Ball State and FAMU.
And that's why I say people, I tell people, like, I'm glad. Like, first of all, I never predicted us to go undefeated, right? I thought we was at least a 10-win team. A lot of people had us at 9-3. You know what I'm saying? We probably lose, like, Florida State, Louisville, and maybe one other team that they, well, Georgia unfortunately, Tech. Like Georgia Tech. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, right now, we're ahead of what we think. You know, I don't recall nobody saying we gonna win the ACC because everybody was still on the Clemson and Florida State shit until games got played, right? So now my thing is, with the whole shit, man. I just lost my train of thought, man. Think about that whole. Damn, I just lost. Oh,
Rob, get your train of thought. I want to piggyback off of something Rob said. So right, I know the defense played.
I think you gathered it. You got your thought back. Go ahead. Yeah, finish
up. Yeah. I was saying, like, I'm glad we took this fucking loss because now it forces them to see, okay, what the fuck, what happened, what went wrong. Because when we win these games, the shit that went wrong, motherfuckers like, hey, man, we won the game, so, hey, that shit really ain't going to matter. It is what it is. And I want them to get out of that fucking mindset of saying that type of shit. Now you lost the game. Now you got to force yourself. And then you got 2 weeks. This shit got to sting for 2 weeks. Are you realizing you just lost a game that you could have fucking won all because of all these same repetitive mistakes that we're making that it needs to be fixed? I'm telling you, this, how we come out against Wake Forest is going to tell me if we're going to win or lose that game or not. I don't care how sorry they is. How we come out and how we on that opening quarter is going to tell me everything, because for one, they run that slow mesh shit. They run that slow mesh, and their running game is not shabby. They got actually a decent running game. So guess what? Now we got to see, like, what you going to run? What are you going to run? What type of defense you going to run? You don't necessarily want to run a man with that slow mesh, because it's going to – with the man, it's going to freeze your linebackers, because your linebackers ain't going to know what to do. And then somebody's going to be wide open for a fucking slant. Like, that shit, that shit never fails.
And we have not this fucking game to.
And we have not, and we have not, and we have not played. When the last time we played Wake Forest? Mm-hmm. Ooh, 2014, 2015?
Ja'Cory Harris, yeah.
I think it might have been after that. I think it might have been Stephen Morris. I think it might have been one of Stephen Morris years we played.
Point. I mean, it's a new team now, so it don't, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying. It's a new team, but we haven't seen that slow mesh. That slow mesh. They've been running that slow mesh for the last what? How many years? That Carlson been there? He been there for a while. He been there about a good seven, 8 years. Almost 10 years. So that shit is a well-oiled machine right now with that slow mesh concept and offense that he's running, and we haven't seen it yet. Not one time.
Right. What you was going to say, Measy?
Yeah, I lost my train of thought now, too. Go back to what Rob was talking about with the Cam Ward shit. Like, I don't want to get to the point where, like, we can't, like, criticize, like, okay, like, Cam Ward, a lot of people say he's been saving us and shit. But, like, a lot of the stuff he's been getting away with, you just can't fucking do, bro. Because, like, say we want to go to the playoffs, it's going to be times where the shit he's getting away with, we just can't do. Like, not the third and three, running for the first down, the checkdowns, like, that's what you have to do to be like a really, 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 really good football team. And so, like, I agree with a lot of what Rob was saying. I lost my train of thought, but the other shit I was going to say. But, I mean, there was a lot of times he fucked up Saturday. And so, and the defense played terrible, but we can't hold Georgia Tech to under 20 points to say, oh, we have to hold them under 20 points to win a fucking game. Like, we had plenty of chances to win that game Saturday. We had like 5 drives we could have won that game Saturday, and we just didn't fucking convert. We just didn't do what we were supposed to do offensively at the same time. As bad as the defense played. What we did get them off the field at times. We just missing wide open shit. Like, not the check down, the running for shit, the running around. Like, that shit's not going to fucking work.
Like I said, it was a team loss. But inevitably, one side of your ball or is going to play poorly. And I like I said, I'm just tired of giving the defense a pass. Because like you said, we've been masking it with great offense. So that's that kind of, oh, yeah, don't man. Nah, eventually, yeah. I need you to do what the hell you're supposed to be doing.
Earn your keep, too. Yeah, we saw Saturday. That shit bit us in the ass.
Finally. I mean, you got to find a way to win. Look at, you know, and I've been saying this a lot. When you look at the college landscape this season, it's very super volatile, right? Like, Ole Miss just beat Georgia, which we all knew was very possible. They had that game at home, right? They beat them pretty convincingly. Indiana had to hold off Michigan. Like, that was – and they wanted to high-powered offenses, right?
Yeah.
20-15. Sometimes you just got to figure out the W, bro. Like, it's not going to look like what you do week in and week out, because we knew Michigan had a good defense. There was no question about that. But – every week, the game's a little different, and you got to be prepared to everybody's got to be prepared to step up at some point.
Yeah, I agree and with
that. Yeah, sure, we held them under, but I don't think we forced the issue enough at all on defense, and I think we just left too many, you know, we gave up too much to a completely hamstrung team that was beat the hell up, especially offensively, and it just didn't come together like I think it should have. But I mean, you know, we got the rest of the season to finish out. You know, we take care of Wake, you know, go to Syracuse, you know, try to handle that game as well. Then you finish up the season 11-1. And then, you know, we'll be in the ACC title game, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Correct.
Who y'all want to see in the ACC title game?
Oh, yeah, Rob, you say you want to talk about this shit.
I want to see SMU. I guess
I want to see SMU.
SMU going to blow us. I want to see SMU.
I want to see SMU.
Who y'all rather see?
I'd rather see SMU. I'd rather see SMU than Clemson.
I'd rather see Clemson.
I would rather see Clemson, to be honest.
I'd rather see Clemson.
They got the defense, and then they are your traditional SEC power. So if you beat them, then it means something. You beat SMU, they're gonna say, oh, well, you just beat the team that took y'all players. Like, okay.
Now I'm thinking, I'm not thinking about all that. I'm thinking Clemson because they run a more traditional offense we could maybe fucking get off the field on. That's what I'm thinking about. Because SMU, if we can't stop Duke and Georgia Tech, I mean, shit. I'm not trying to say 60-59.
Clemson got a better shot at stopping us.
Yeah, Clemson has a better shot at stopping us because their defense is better. SMU does not have we can say Clemson's defense is SMU defense is not that good, bro. Their defense is not that good. Let's just be perfectly honest. I mean, Roberts is having a good year. They'll cause turnovers, but you guess what? Their quarterback is very turnover prone. He makes the plays, but he's very turnover prone. Duke had the blueprint. If you can follow Duke's blueprint or even come get close to it, you can win the game. They forced him into 6 turnovers. It's just that Duke's offense wasn't worth a damn, and they couldn't capitalize on it. You know what I'm saying? And then contain Breshard Smith. Like, they run a lot of zone. We did a lot of zone running and all that other type of stuff. As long as people do their job, because their receivers don't scare me at all. I'm sorry, Keyshawn Johnson, that shit don't scare me. I'm just being 100% on it. Yeah, Keyshawn Smith, damn. I like Clemson's receivers way better than I like what SMU doing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And then the fact that Clemson, they have a power running game. They got Phil Moffitt. They're gonna give him that bitch 20-25 times a game, and he's gonna pound the ball. But the Breshard Smith, I think that you can kind of contain that. You can kind of contain that as long as you do your job. As long as you do your job.
Yeah, but we haven't done that, though. That's the thing, though.
It's a big if.
I'd rather a nigga who has to run straight up the middle. I don't want somebody who, we have to contain and do our job. We haven't done our job all fucking season. That's my thing. That's why I would rather play Clemson. We beat Clemson last year. They kind of have the same offense. I just rather play fucking Clemson.
But we don't have the same defense.
Yeah, but we don't got the same defense.
Right.
But their defense is good.
So give me the offense. Just give me the fucking work offense.
Their defense was a lot better last year. This year, their defense they've been giving up some shit on defense. I think their defense was way better last year.
This defense ain't bad though. Clemson defense not bad.
I'd rather play Clemson. I think we play SMU.
I think it'll be like that Louisville game. It's gonna be a bit of a thriller. I think it's gonna be some points hung up in the air, and we'll see what we can do. I think we could come out on top of that game.
Which quarterback in passing game do you feel more? Do you feel Clemson's passing game or SMU's passing game?
It's not about the quarterback.
It is about the quarterback.
No, I don't think it's about the quarterback, bro.
To me, it's about our secondary ass.
Like, come on, man. Y'all can't say y'all don't fear a quarterback, and we got our secondary is fucking terrible.
I'm fearing the better offensive coordinator. That's what I'm fearing. I'm not thinking about no quarter. I'm fearing the better offensive coordinator.
We'll do it this way. Who you rather see Cam play?
Right.
Clemson defense or SMU defense?
SMU.
SMU defense.
All right. And then when it comes to our defense, who would you rather have him face?
Clemson.
It don't matter. These niggas suck. That's a trick question. Everybody can run up on us.
That's what I'm saying. But I'd rather play.
Defense is way more dangerous.
I don't want to play no offensive coordinator who glitchy and all that shit. Because we can't stop no kind of glitch shit, bro. We can't stop that. It's obvious. We couldn't stop doing that. They don't even do that shit.
But I just see that their offense is kind of turnover prone. Like their quarterback, he's a little turnover prone. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? K. Klubnik, he might throw an interception here or there, but he's not gonna handle the ball the way that other guy handle it.
Here's why you don't want to play Clemson. If somehow Clemson makes it back in that game, you're giving them a second chance at life, and they gonna feel bulletproof if they make it back to the ACC championship game. SMU. Now, people are going to be picking them to win. The national media is going to pick SMU to win.
They already are. A lot of them got them in the playoffs now.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want to see how they handle that, because all their games been on ACC Network, all of that. Let them lights get bright. I want to see SMU with the lights bright. Let's go. Like, that same quarterback who threw 6 interceptions against Duke, give me SMU all day. They're not pushing nothing in the trenches. Like, give me SMU, because if Clemson's gonna play their best game again.
They've been there before. This is a veteran team. You know, Dabo done been here plenty of times. He gonna want to be like, yeah, they done wrote me off. This is an opportunity. You know, he love to beat Miami.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck that. Give me SMU. Smooth. I'll take Smooth.
Oh, yeah. And Bashar. Bashar got a bullseye on his back now. So he want to troll. Our players.
That's
troll.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That was a fucking horrendous PF.
It's funny. But as a team, I'd be like, oh, that what you want to do? Okay, all right. Just telling me you ain't focused. I already heard that he wasn't focused on this bye week. I heard niggas in the club doing all type of crazy shit. But that's a story for another day.
Bye week. Yeah, I don't like you talking about people doing a bye week. I don't like that shit. Shit. Damn, he was having fun when he had to work. Yeah, fuck out. One week. I'm resting my body.
It might have been a hookah.
I'm chilling this week, God damn it. I don't like that shit. I hate that shit. I think, I feel like we'll finish the season up strong enough. And we're still dangerous just because the amount of offense, the type of offense we have. If we get in the playoffs, everything go well, man. We might end up playing what I'd like to see us play in the playoffs would be like Indiana. I think that'd be a fun game. And a game I think we can win. I wouldn't want to play them tonight, nah, even though they offense is absolute ass. I wouldn't want to play like a Georgia.
I think they're done. I think Georgia might be done, man. Jeez. I think Georgia might be done.
We just talked about a three-loss SEC team might still get there.
But there's so much bias. I say Alabama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Texas. Those are four teams that you can pretty much say that can get in, right? Then you got to think about it, right? On the Big Ten, you got Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, and it's one more.
Oregon. But Rob, you got to think too. Four. Whoever went, right? You got a lost team.
Yeah, hold on, wait. So that's eight, right? So now you got four slots left. Notre Dame is going to get a slot. Notre Dame is going to get a slot. As long as they keep winning, Notre Dame is going to get a slot. Boise State is going to get a slot or whatever, right? Then you got to think about either Colorado, BYU, and well, it has to be either or because if you're saying only
Big 12.
Whoever wins the ACC is probably going to be the only team in. I put it like this. I think if Miami wins the ACC, I think that a second ACC team will get in.
The reason why I say that is because
you got to think about it, right? Clemson already has two losses, right? I think they're done, right? SMU would be the only other hope. As long as they keep winning, they'll keep climbing the rankings, right? Because you got to think about it. These other teams got to play each other. Tennessee has to play Tennessee has to play Georgia.
Texas A&M play Texas.
It's a lot of these other teams that's gonna knock themselves out.
They are not letting. I don't mean to be disrespectful, cut you off. They are not letting a two-loss SMU team in under any scenario. We get one.
The only way the
ACC was getting two teams in is if Miami was undefeated and Clemson was in the ACC championship.
You mean the only
It's not gonna be no two ACC teams in the playoffs.
I don't think Georgia make it.
The AP don't count, but he dropped this to number fucking 11 or 12 from four.
Georgia played Tennessee. I think Georgia beat Tennessee. Tennessee have two losses, and then they still flirting with Georgia still being. And so it's just not gonna happen. So,
I think Texas and Ole Miss. Well, shoot, no, one of them gonna knock each other out because Ole Miss has two losses. Ooh. So
it's
the third place team, so
SEC team in that bitch, bro.
But just look at it like this: the two teams in the SEC that goes to the SEC conference will get in the playoffs, and then it'll be a third team. The third team would be the one that missed the conference.
But, I would think
Ole Miss or Georgia.
But you know what? I think that you would need Colorado and BYU to be in the championship because BYU is still undefeated, and you need Colorado to win so they can get automatic. I think they would still put BYU in as a one loss team.
Hell no. BYU, you don't think so? Not getting in, man. No, look, listen.
You're not losing, and you're not losing the game and getting rewarded for, unless you're in the SEC or Big Ten. That's just how they tell you.
Even if you're in a conference championship game,
look, you're not winning. If you don't win,
well, if they win the conference, they automatically win.
Yeah. If you win, they said like the conference loser, the conference championship loser is not a guarantee to get over over another team in the conference that might have one less loss than they do. They've already said that.
Yeah, like only way Colorado making it, they got to win the Big 12. And BYU more than likely get knocked out.
BYU, if they lose, they knocked out.
I think that go that way. I mean, I think, you know, if we don't win the ACC, we that fringe 12 team.
And so Indiana lose to Ohio State this weekend and went out. Indiana going to get in.
I'm going to tell you, the best hope is for the Notre Dame to lose another game, man. Notre Dame's got to lose another game.
This how it's going to go, right? If Indiana plays Ohio State this week, depending on if Ohio State blow them out or if it's a close game, Indiana still gets in. Now, if they get blown out, they out.
I don't agree with that because they number four right now.
They get blown out, they out. They trust me.
Because their brand ain't sexy enough. Nobody's
coming to watch Indiana play in the playoffs. Nobody. SMU, they only lost it to BYU. If BYU loses, they're not getting in. SMU will have to hope to win the conference championship, and the same with Miami. Miami, we win, we in. We lose, we out. SMU, they lose, they're out. They're not going to be two ACC teams.
So if we lose the ACC championship game, in your opinion, we out?
We're done. We just...
That's why the Georgia Tech loss was so crucial. Yeah. If we didn't lose that, yeah, and we only had that one loss, yeah, I still think we make that 12th spot.
And if Indiana falls out and Notre Dame wins, I wouldn't be shocked if a fifth SEC team got in.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's gonna be like Georgia. No, are you gonna have like Tennessee, Alabama?
Georgia, Ole Miss,
Texas A&M, and then they're gonna put a fifth one in, yeah.
Because if five SEC teams have two losses, they're not gonna punish that team that loses the SEC championship game.
They're just gonna say they beat up on each other and they the best conference, so they don't, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said like the two SEC conference game players teams, they're gonna get in. The third team will be in, which will likely be either Ole Miss, Tennessee, or Georgia, or Bama. And that's the tricky part because it's like all of them is right there, like Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and then you only have Texas and Tennessee with the one loss. So if Tennessee lose to Georgia, then now Georgia probably jumps them, but Tennessee's probably still right there hanging around.
And if Texas A&M beats Texas, it's all crazy.
That's the kicker. Now, if Texas loses to Texas A&M, then I think it won't be three. It won't be four teams in the SEC. It'll only be three.
Both of them gonna get in though.
They banking for one of those teams to have one loss, and then everybody else get in with two losses. If all of them got two losses, they not putting four or five teams in there, man. I don't agree with that.
They fuck college football. But that's what they've been doing, though. That's what they've been doing.
Right, I agree. We'll see. Yeah, I think it would be ridiculous. But again, you know, this season in particular, man, I don't know if we've seen this much parity in college football in a long time. So,
man, I'm saying the crazy part. Me and Streeter spoke about this like 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. About, man, they finna allow this transfer portal to be what it is, and then NIL. Oh yeah, it's gonna even it out
a lot more.
The traditional teams aren't gonna be that good like that because we ain't seen this in a long time. Georgia two losses, Alabama two losses, like that's crazy.
Yeah, which I love though because guess what? Now you really got the coach. Now you really got the coach. Like people always like, oh, this is the greatest coach of all time.
How much would it cost?
All he got is 5-star guys. How great do you have to be when, you know, you got a defensive line that could blow up every single play because you were able to just take all the talent and pull it in on it? That was the one thing, like, that Kirby Smart was saying, and I was like, look at you crying. because he finally don't have three deep. He called it the destruction of college football or something. I say, nigga, this is called parity. It's called you don't just get the just cherry pick every single play.
You can't get all the damn top recruits and
not all of them, bro. Come on.
It's getting spread around. A lot of these colleges.
Now we got to coach a little better. That's all.
A lot of these colleges got 24, 25-year-old kids, grown men out there who playing against your kids. Guess what? They're going to beat up your kids because they grown men.
That's how BYU do it every time. Every year. They go on that mission and all about somebody.
They
don't have to play
in them. They come back grown men.
Yeah. So, by the time you're playing them guys, you're playing a lot of mid-20-year-old guys. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. This is a fun season all around for me. I mean, Miami's 9-1. Like we said, we kind of all knew the loss was coming. I kind of felt like it was going to be Georgia Tech. I didn't like the smell of the air on Saturday. I was like, it just feel like that game that we're going to drop that we absolutely shouldn't. And it happens. But again, what was really going to determine
if how many teams are
how they respond.
First two, though.
And they coming off a bye week, too. So they already had 2 weeks to prepare for us anyway.
Right. That's true, too. What you said, Mies?
I said, how many teams have jumped out on us first?
Shit,
week? I think that was the first week.
We jumped out on Duke earlier.
No, we jumped out.
Cal jumped.
Cal got a good jump on us.
No, we
jumped out. But what?
Virginia Tech kind of jumped out on us.
Yeah.
I think the defense has been kind of exposed and gotten worse over the weeks. But again, every team out there got a weakness. Man, I think this is like so fun. I'm still, the Echo X sentiments. I'm still happy. 9-1 is a far cry from where we've been at for a very long time. And then I don't think like that L is bad for recruiting. I think it's a positive if you know how to recruit. You say, hey man, this is where I can really use you. This is where we're really failing.
2017 and just lose the rest of the game. That's all that has to happen.
That can't happen. Yeah. That would be. And I don't see that. I don't think that's the makeup of this team. I don't think that's the DNA of this team at all. I think this team is tougher than that. I think we finish up fine. And we take care of business. When we go play Syracuse, sure, they're doing, fairly well, got a pretty good offense. It's first year coach there too, so he's got to take his bumps and bruises. It is a road game. We'll be careful there. But Wake Forest just shouldn't be a loss either, though. So I'm not going to predict no losses off of no just because we took a loss.
Yeah, just keep scoring.
I don't want to see that meltdown, but I don't feel like that's this team. I think they're stronger.
Keep scoring 50, we'll be okay, man.
I think they're stronger than that. But I guess we'll wrap, man. We done kind of got it all out, man. It is what it is. I got a bye week this week, so
they got time to get a little healthier. It is what it is.
time to kind of regroup.
Yeah, I gave y'all a little bit, like some of the stuff that I said today. I didn't, nobody else got that. That was only on the 26th Degree show. So,
y'all keep pulling up with us. We're going to keep dropping, man. We're going to come out next week, too, bye week. We may keep it a little more shop talk since we got a bye week in between, but we still going to kick it. We got some ideas to bounce around for that show. But we'll be back next week, man. We appreciate y'all pulling up, and we'll see you later. Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.